Hello, girls, gays, and fellow lads. Welcome back to another episode of yours truly, Hannah E. It's your host, your queen, the legend, the fiend, Hannah E. Coming to you from the back seat of my car. Yeah, we're trying new things, different things. Low-key, I was out, so I wanted to record this since it's part of like my little vlog thing that I'm doing for de-stressing before the election, which is this episode. So I'm doing two episodes. I'm recording one now, and then after this one, I'm going to record another one. So this one actually is my final thoughts before the election. I'm assuming this will probably go out on Tuesday, just knowing my schedule and my procrastinating habits. This is probably will go out on Tuesday. It also doesn't have a video component just because I kind of wanted to like be able to speak from a place of just like honesty without the fear of like my aneurysms or my movements, and like I didn't want anything like how I move or how I just in place within my car to be interpreted a certain way. So this podcast doesn't have a structure. It's really just me like giving my final thoughts. So today is November 1st. It is 3:53 p.m. It's a beautiful day. It's like literally so beautiful. The temperature today is like phenomenal. It's 68 degrees, so it's not too hot, but it's also like not too cold. It's also been like a really, really nice day. I started out this morning pretty slow since we got that extra hour of sleep, but my body still woke me up at 7 a.m. and then I took my time, got dressed, and then I headed out to kind of like get my journal and my dream journal kind of prepped for this month, which is part of like this whole little video thing I'm doing and regarding to like de-stressing before the election, which kind of like I knew I was going to do an episode like this just because the last episode I did was on voting and like voting rights. So I figured like, why not do an episode focused on like, how am I feeling prior to the election? What are my theories? What are my worries? And kind of like, what is my template or like plan if one of like either candidate wins? I think it's something that as a listener and even as like a host, it's important to think about just because this election season and like this whole entire year has been such a like circus. Like it's been full of just different like events and shows, and just like it's like one thing after another, you know. If we could like, if 2020 is a movie or becomes a movie, like there's so much that they could like touch on, which I'm assuming there actually is a 2020 movie coming out by Michael Bay, aka the director of Transformers, which is like kind of exciting. I don't know how he did it during this whole thing, but you know, it's Michael Bay. So yeah, so I guess current events, we're gonna kind of focus on like what's happening in my current life. So life's good. I'm in the process of just like finishing up. I actually have graduation within the next 22 days. So I graduate college in literally 22 days, which is exciting, but also kind of like terrifying because where I am in my classes, I'm just like, am I gonna pull it out? Which I am. That's the whole like kind of like mantra for this month, is just like getting her done. Like I'm trying to really finish strong, and especially too, I'm gonna go to grad school potentially, so I need to kind of have like at least a decent GPA. I don't want to like be out here struggling like the second to last week before my semester wraps up. But I've already finished one class. We have an exam I think next Tuesday or Thursday, so I need to start prepping for that exam. My other classes, I have like two projects, so I'm just like wrapping up on that. And like my second exams are all happening, I think like literally either this week or next week. I have to kind of like lay it out on my big calendars so I just know. And then I'm in a Spanish class, which is like going all right. I just need to pass. That is literally my mindset. But I also do want to like do well because the final is cumulative. It's like everything we've learned. So I'm going to try and start like prepping for that this week. You know, nothing too exciting. I just have a class tomorrow, and then Tuesday's the election, and then Wednesday I have class. I don't have any, like, anything planned big this week yet, but it's also Sunday, so that's probably why I don't have anything planned. But I can talk about like my plans for election like day and night. So I have class from like 9:50 till 2:30. So I'll be doing that, and then I'll probably like take a break, you know, eat lunch, everything like that. And then I think me and my friend Petty and maybe one or two other people will go to like a Taco Mac or like a like restaurant that has kind of like a TV and like eat and drink and kind of like watch as the election takes place on Tuesday. It's like low-key kind of crazy that like it's here. Like, I don't know how this year is slowly wrapping up. Like, it just, it's so wild. Like, I can like visually remember, or like very much remember March, but like April and May, blur. I don't even remember them. It's like it didn't even happen. It's probably because we didn't have Easter. Like, we didn't celebrate Easter like we used to. But yeah, I mean, back to my plans on Tuesday. I'm really, really excited for that. Just because I was kind of thinking, I was like, well, maybe I should like get out of the house and not like stay at home, just because that day is going to be just like a very crazy day. I mean, I've been staying involved with politics and like keeping up, and I could do an episode like live, like election episode, but quite frankly, if anything, maybe I'll do something on the Instagram for this podcast. So like, make sure you follow it. Like, you can have like my live reaction. But that's pretty much my plans for Tuesday. I don't feel like here are my, I guess this can kind of get us into like the episode. So my thoughts on Tuesday for the election day, right? If you are not American, obviously you may not like be aware of like how it kind of rolls. So obviously we'll be from like, I think whenever the polls open, which I believe here in Georgia, or at least where I live, the polls open at 8 or 9, and then basically from like that time until 7, 8 o'clock, I think it's 7, they're going to like take votes, and then I think the day of, that's when they're going to start like taking in all the in-person votes, because they usually on election day, they start off with all the people who have like who vote on election day. Then they go, I think, into people who voted early, and then it'll be like mail-in voting, which I have a lot of like theories in regarding to how the day is gonna go. And you know, future Hannah, if you are correct, I applaud you so much, because that's some skill. We're not an economic major or an economist. I don't even think that's the right word, but I'm not an economist or a person who can like predict how things go or whatever. But my prediction is the day of election, majority of Republicans or Trumpians are going to arrive at the polls and vote, and it's going to kind of showcase that like Trump is in the lead throughout the day, throughout the afternoon, and then maybe towards the end of the day, next day, it's going to show that Biden's in the lead. And I feel like the night of, because this is like, it's also like really baffling to me, because Trump legitimately is gonna probably call that the election is his, like he is in the lead, so he's gonna say I'm the winner. But then it'll be the next day and Biden actually is like the one who is in the lead after they start processing like mail-in voting, because that's kind of how the process is. It's election day, early voting, and then mail-in ballots, which if I'm wrong, like please, like you can correct me on social, like on my Instagram or you know, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and I will take it, because I want to be informed. But I'm pretty sure I listened to a podcast yesterday, aka Pod Saves America, and they were kind of talking about how it was going to work. And I even watched a video by Bernie Sanders where he was kind of predicting how the election was going to go. But if you can just tell how Trump is acting and just how his supporters are, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they kind of play it. Hang on. There's something in the car. Let me kill this thing real quick. Okay, we back. I had to kill a bug that flew into my car. But yeah, that's kind of my prediction for the day of. So my thoughts, how am I feeling? I feel like after spending the day kind of focusing on myself and my self-care, and kind of also just like prepping myself for like what I want to accomplish, what dreams I have, things that are happening this month, the goals that I want to set for myself, is kind of helping me like stay optimistic of the future, and also just like hopeful, even in a time of like a shit show. And I know many people are probably like anxious, worried, frustrated, like tired, probably very tired and ready for this election to be over. But I just have to say that, like, even if Biden wins, like I really believe it's important that we still put pressure on his administration and his policies and the things that he stands for. And you know, if Trump does win, like I will be shocked. I will be really shocked, just because I feel like comparing 2016 to 2020, because I voted in 2016, like people are stepping up and are coming out, and I'm so proud of young people like myself and my friends and the peeps that can vote. We are doing the damn thing. And I think it's also really important because the young people are going to be the ones who have to like repair all the shit that this administration and these, you know, boomers have caused in regarding to like global warming and regarding to just like systemic racism. And I'm just like incredibly proud of just all the intelligent young people I know and I've seen. And I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited to just see what our generation will do. And I'm a big person on TikTok. I love that app, even though it's hella addicting and it really hurts my battery. She's the best. It brings me so much joy, and I love doing it, and I love having fun with it. And if you're trying to connect with me, it's me, Hannah E, on TikTok, and yours truly, Hannah E. There is a TikTok for this podcast. I know. I'm on it, trying to stay connected to the kids. So, what is my plan/template if either candidate wins? So, for Biden, if he wins, I'm gonna kind of like follow the same plan that I have, which is like to stay in the U.S. post-grad, work at either like a not work at, but basically work as like a brand analyst or social media like associate manager for a company, or follow through with the fellowships that I'm applying for, which one of them is in foreign affairs, one's in advertising, and one's in media and entertainment. That is kind of the plan. I'll stay in the U.S., hopefully relocate to either D.C. or New York by the summertime, or, you know, Chicago or Los Angeles. I'm really open to moving. I'm also cool with staying in Atlanta, because that's where I am. I'm in Georgia or whatever. So I'd be fine with staying here and just kind of, like, chilling for the first maybe year or two of my career, and then eventually moving out to grad school in London or Spain. I really want to go back abroad, but I also really want to like be financially like not stable, but financially able to do it and not have to like take out a loan or stress about finances while I go over there, which is why I would work for about 2 years and then do grad school. The next thing as well, I really want to, if Biden does win, I really want to get involved with like foreign affairs, like international relations for the U.S. in social media. So I might like look into applying for jobs, just because like
when the administration changed, there'll be a lot of openings. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. Now, if Trumpy, if Trump wins, this template is very, very different. And I am very confident I can execute it within the next year. So if Trump wins, I had decided that I will graduate university. I will get a part-time job here in Georgia. Do that, you know, maybe like 25 hours to 40 hours a week and finish up. I'm doing a social media internship right now for a black media company based in Georgia. Well, based in Atlanta, Los Angeles, and New York. So when that finishes, if an opening does open up, I can just stay with them and kind of continue on what I'm doing. Or I will basically apply and go teach English in Spain or South Korea or honestly like wherever will take me. I will leave this country for the next probably year or two, kind of following the same path. And the reason why, I know a lot of people will be like, if Trump wins, the only thing, they're gonna leave the country. Yeah, no, like I will 100% leave the country. And the reason, the reason why I will leave this country is just because, one, I'm not gonna potentially be able to find a job. Okay, that's a lie. My major is in supply chain and marketing. I am an African American woman, 22. I'm able-bodied. I'm very creative. I have a lot of experience. So let me not put it as like I would not be able to find a job. I probably could find a job potentially in supply chain, potentially in something that does not fuel me because I like supply chain, but I do not love supply chain, if that makes sense. So my mindset is I will basically, I will work and save and stay at home for the next few months, and then literally by June, July, I will move to whatever country, said country, I am interested in teaching in, or will take me, or will accept me, et cetera, just because I cannot do this. I will not do this for another 4 years. Our country will basically, I truly believe, go down in the toilet, and we're gonna lose all our allies, like, because of just the, like, idiocy of this presidency. Like, could you also imagine, like, if he does stay, like, imagine having COVID for another, like, year and a half, right? Or another 2 years, or even, like, till 2022. Like, I mean, they're saying that things won't be normal till then. Like, but imagine, like, this, like, pandemic extending even a little longer than that. Because, like, the administration doesn't even have, like, a second year plan, if they say. Like, the only reason I'm pretty sure he wants to stay is so he can basically demolish every single legacy that Obama and his administration kept. Because they're already about to overturn Roe v. Wade. They're already about to overturn the Obamacare. ACA, aka Obamacare. And then also too, like, they already have, I'm pretty sure, shipped a decent amount of like LGBTQ rights. And it's just like they're taking most, I'm a woman of color, okay? I am an African American woman. Like, I would rather move back to Spain where I can get birth control for a reasonable cost, universal health care. I am qualified in education. I'm literally taking Spanish right now. So it's not even like I wouldn't know Spanish going. So yeah, like, nothing's really holding me back. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have any claims to the US besides my family. And even then, they are really open to me going. Plus, if I move over to a different country, I can help my family and give them money if they need it. And two, I just got a new car, well, not new, but a new used car that is completely paid off, thankfully, by me Mondre and me savings. So she would not have to worry about getting a new car. She could sell her car and save that money and do whatever she wants and invest it into our house and create generational wealth for our family down the line. So that is kind of like my template and plan. And I literally cannot fathom that, but I could also see it. Like, I could really see him potentially winning because his base is freaking insane. And if you are a Trumpian, a poo-poo Trump supporter, you know what? I don't know. I mean, you know, you can listen to this and, you know, call me a snowflake, a liberal snowflake or whatever, but honestly, like, if you really, like, I mean, I've talked to friends who live in foreign countries. I am a very open-minded person. I'm very friendly. I can, like, you know, I'm pretty sure I could befriend anyone. And if you know me, like, definitely let me know that after you listen to this, if, like, you think I could befriend everyone. But I don't think I could befriend a Trumpian, because just the ridiculousness is up here. Like, I don't even want to hear, like, make America what? Make America great again? What are you talking about? America, when was it great? In the 1950s, when basically no one had rights besides, like, cisgendered heterosexual white men? Like, it baffles me. It makes me just, like, big-eyed, confused, because I'm like, how do you want someone's rights taken away? But then I think about it. You know what? White men, it is what it is, I guess. No hate. Like, this is totally no hate. I have friends who are white. Most of them, like, in the LGBT community. But I also have cis, heterosexual white men. And, you know, they all right. I got no beef. As long as you're not a poo-poo Trump supporter, because that would be a wrap. ACAP. I could not do that to myself. That's disrespectful. Mama didn't raise no fool. Okay, but you know what I just realized too, y'all? My clock on my car said it was 5, but it's actually 4. Gosh, we love when daylight savings ends. So to kind of like wrap up my thoughts, my feelings, I'm in a very calm space, and I think it's because I did take the initiative to, like, spend a day with myself and kind of, like, focus on, like, what goals and aspirations I have. And I guess to pass on advice to y'all about what you guys can do to prep the day of, because I'm assuming this will probably go up the day of. I think it's really important to do the things that, like, bring you joy. So for me, I created this morning. I'm making a video. I'm about to give myself some good sweet potato fries with some cinnamon on top. Yes, I know you might be like, oof, that sounds good. But yeah, I'm going to get that and maybe, like, some chicken or something here. And I'm going to eat some bubble tea. So, it's going to be, I'm treating myself to something nice and yummy and sweet, just like me. And then, I'm doing this. Like, this is a really good way for me to, like, get my thoughts and my feelings out. And I think you have to figure out, like, what helps you. I think I'm disconnecting from social media on my computer. Like, I don't have my Twitter signed in and stuff. And tomorrow and Tuesday, I'm going to kind of, like, set a, like, screen limit on my Twitter feed and my Google News feed, because I know I'm going to want to keep up with what's going on. And I think it's important to, like, not shield yourself, but I think to control how much you're taking in, because this thing has been and will be until the end of probably this week. Very tiring, very exhausting. And very just, like, it really can go either way. And I genuinely believe and hope that our generation, Gen Z, millennial cusp, really did the damn thing when it came, come in regards to voting and just, like, getting out there and getting our friends out there. So hopefully we can lead. I'm here. I'm alive, and I'm going to be successful, you know? Like, I don't want fear and necessarily, like, Trump's, like, you know, BS to, like, stop me from, like, the dreams and the aspirations that I have, because I think I understand it's, like, there's, like, what, privilege and access and ability and stuff like that. to accomplish the goals that you have, but I think you can take my interpretation of things, you know, with a grain of salt. But if you have goals and dreams that you want to accomplish this month, you know, write it down. I truly believe, man, like, I'm 100% sure that manifestation works, like, speaking it out, writing it out, and just, like, also, like, surrounding yourself with, like, good people who will, like, lift you up and, like, support you, I think is, like, so important. And I can do a whole episode about, like, manifestation, because I've been doing it for about, like, I want to say a month and a half, like, pretty much since, like, mid-September, and, like, so much has just, like, come my way that I, like, truly believe came because I've put it out there that I want it and it's like coming my way. So I would love to assist y'all and give y'all like guidance in getting into this, because I'm fairly new, but you know, Ariana Grande put it well in just like magic. Sorry y'all, I love that album. I probably will talk about it later in a different episode of the podcast, because I feel like, oh, look at me coming up with ideas for the next episode. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna wrap up the podcast here. I really hope you guys are having, you know, you're shutting off this week strong. Figure out your election plan for the day/week, because we're gonna, you know, so much hellfire is about to come up, and I honestly am just like wondering like what shit Trump is about to like pull up. And also be aware, like, all the decisions that he's been making up until now like has a purpose, like, you know, like Amy Coney Corny Barrett, yeah, because she's a corny, let me not curse on this, but yeah, she's honestly probably been added to enhance his chances of staying in presidency. But I really, you know, the task for y'all to this week, for this episode, look into fascism, because that's a little sus, y'all. It's a little sus. So definitely, that's your homework for the weekend. Look into fascism. And you know, just look at the last month of Trump's presidency, and like you'll be able to kind of see like maybe there is a hint of fascism, you know, coming up. And I will leave some TikToks, some YouTube videos that really explain like what could happen. Like, I just watched actually a video yesterday or Friday, in regarding to like what if the US president doesn't concede to the election, and had Vance Johnson kind of talking about it. It was really good. It was a great TED talk, so I will link that in the description box. But I'm going to end the episode here. I really hope you guys enjoyed. As always, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave me a review, give me 5 stars. It would be super helpful for your sister who's trying to, you know, get this podcast back out there. And then if you're listening on Spotify, share it on Instagram and tag Yours Truly, Hannah E. On Instagram, I'd love to like connect with you guys. What else? Oh, follow the YouTube channel for this. Same thing, under the same name. The TikTok, and yeah, I think that's it. Happy election day. If this episode is up on that day, yes, it will be. I'm trusting you, Hannah E. So yeah, okay, I'm gonna go. Have a phenomenal day. Love you guys, and be kind to yourself. Okay, bye.